Now more of the Wild About Pets radio show on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's Susan Frank.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Nutrisource, a trusted family pet food company for over 40 years. I'm talking to Debbie Roberts-Lokes, CEO of Monty and Pat Roberts Incorporated, and who's also the daughter of Monty Roberts, about how you can improve your relationship with your horse. Our phone lines are open. It's November 4th. You can call 1-888-463-6748 or email me at susan@wildaboutpets.net. to ask Debbie a question. Come on, I know you want to call. That's 1-888. Go for it. Debbie will be in town teaching workshops with another one of the certified instructors on two dates coming up on November 19th and 20th at the Walk on Farm, and that's in Barrington, Illinois. On Saturday, the workshop's from 9 to 5 p.m. On Sunday, it's also from 9 to 5. On Sunday, you're just coming. You're without a horse. On Saturday, you have the option of bringing your horse. You're going to want to go to Monty Roberts' Facebook page, and you can find information about the workshop and how to register for it. Debbie, so I'm wondering, can join-up be done if, you know, someone already has a horse that probably was broken using the old methods?
Yeah, it's a good question. Yes, it's a conversation, join-up is. And so horses know their own language. And yes, you can do a join up with a horse that's, you know, 18, as long as they're not too geriatric. They'll know their pattern. They'll know their flight pattern. And they learn it actually as a young colt or filly growing up with their mom in the field. And the reason we know that is that it was always assumed, because they have a bit of a dialect. In other words, if you go to Australia, where they don't have any hard-footed, by nature, they don't have any predators down there, their flight instincts are slightly different than those in, like, the Sahara Desert or those in the steppes of Mongolia. Everybody's predator sort of determines what they act like when they do a join-up in their language. But any horse has the same four gestures that you look for. And so there was a horse that was brought to Dad that had cataracts from birth. So it was blind from birth.
Mm.
And they had a way to perform the operation when the horse was grown at that point, a couple years old, I think. And they did perform the cataract surgery, and now the horse could see. So Dad begged that they didn't do anything with the horse until they brought him right to him. And he tried to do a join-up, and the horse didn't know his language. So that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something taught as a language. It's not a DNA thing that they react, you know, in their DNA. Their flight mechanism is. But yes, please go out and try. In fact, I encourage people to try to do join up after you know what you're doing a little bit. Go on our website, but and do it with a gentle horse, a horse that trusts you and everything. And he may trust you so much that you really have to scare them away, you know, say whoosh a lot. and you know, and that's probably the biggest challenge people have with really gentled horses at that point. But it is the easiest one to learn from. If they go out there and try to use a wild Mustang whose flight mechanism is just off the charts, it's going to be very difficult to do a join up. So, we don't use lunge whips, don't need it, but we do use our gestures to chase that horse away and get that flight mechanism going. And we use a round pin because that the energy doesn't stop down. Is it critical to use a round pin? No. You can use bales in the corner of a big sand paddock or something, but the bigger the paddock, the more you're going to have to work. You're going to have to be in shape.
Sure.
So we like about a 50-foot diameter or something like that. That works for most horse sizes. And then you'll get that join up because they won't stop down that energy. They'll keep that flight mechanism going each way. You know, they won't stop in the corners.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, I do want to say that MontyRoberts.com, the website, is a fabulous resource that you're going to want to go to. The website is very extensive. There's lots of videos to see. And actually, on the photos that we're looking at under the logo of Join Up, I also have a link to the page on MontyRoberts.com that tells you more about Join Up, and you can watch a little video on the website. and really, you know, search the website because there's so much there. And there's many books and DVDs. And later on, Debbie, you know, we're going to talk about how people can learn these techniques besides going to the website. But obviously, I want to encourage everybody. You want to look at it, and there's many, many training videos. And, of course, Debbie, we're going to talk about the online university as we get a little further,
thank
too.
You.
But anyway, so now there's an interesting story of really what inspired your dad to take what he had been learning a little more international. And if this encounter had not happened, he probably would not have written the book. Tell us briefly on how he was inspired to write his book originally.
Yeah, it's asked a lot, and not very many people actually know the story, but they do know that in 1989, the Queen asked him, after sending her head equerry to see what he did, that she asked him to come and demonstrate for her. A lot of people do know that. A lot of people don't know that it was the first time he ever did a join up with just an open sided round pin. His has solid walls, very tall, and he didn't make a big promotion out of the fact that he did join up because he was not held in high esteem for doing silly stuff like that in the thoroughbred industry. But the Queen was interested, and she said, come show me what you do. And he didn't even know if it would work with an open-sided pen like that, distractions. It was a young little silly. And so it was pretty incredible when he got there. He thought, well, you know, all the trainers will be there. Hope it works. And then people should read his autobiography, too. It's a great part of the story. It's just a cliffhanger and everything. But he said that the autobiographies are always better, I think, than biographies anyway, right? Because the real person telling it.
And you're talking about, Debbie, the man who listens to horses, the story of a real-life horse whisperer.
Yes, the man who listens to horses ended up being 58 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. And he didn't want to write it.
he
was encouraged by the Queen because when he got there, they said that the Queen probably would not be observing, that she just wanted her trainers to see this. But as he started to get ready to do this, the royal box filled up, which is behind glass upstairs in this big indoor arena that they were in. And he just went, oh, boy, this is real pressure here now. And it turns out it was the Queen Mum's. Before she died, the Queen Mum's little filly that he started, and she just went beautifully, beautifully, and it worked perfectly. And then the royal family came down from the box, and of course, Dad had been coached about what you do or what you don't do with the royal family. But the Queen Mum just went and hugged him, and he hugged her back. And you know, that's horse people for you, though, right?
Yes, of course, of course.
It's about the horse. So
yes, and we have a photo of both your parents.
That's with Queen Elizabeth and. He met with her a couple weeks ago. He still meets with her a couple of times a year. She's just his biggest supporter and changed his life. You're absolutely right, Susan, that at 54, that changed his life.
He was 54 years old at the time?
Yeah.
Oh, you see, now that's inspirational, though, isn't it?
It is. After 50, to change, yes.
Yes, and to write a book for the first time, and again, what your father and your family has done is remarkable, and we're going to talk about how you're kind of moving things into the future. But let's get a little bit to the Flag Is Up Farms, and this is the farm that the Basic Learning Center that I know your dad mentions on one of the videos is really devoted to educating both humans and horses. And so I mentioned that there's, besides the website, there are different ways for people to learn these techniques. So first of all, let's talk about what could one find at the Flag Is Up Farms.
Well, inspiration, I would say, is the first word I'd come out with, because we really have created a whole forum around nonviolent training. Next month, we'll have a horse sense and soldiers 3-day clinic, and that is something that we've got a grant providing that for soldiers with returning veterans with PTSD. And we've found that equine therapy is just unbelievable. It's amazing for these big old soldiers who think that they can either force or push around or they just can't trust. They find that a 1,000-pound animal racing around a pen catches their focus pretty good. And it's not something that they can either bully or leave. This horse is there at their becking, and when they start to communicate with this big animal, it's a lot for a lot of them. It's the first time they've been able to trust and to communicate in a really honest way for a long, long time about what they've been through. That's if you know the nature of PTSD, it's a behavioral issue.
Yes, and you know. What you're talking about reminds me a little bit of speaking to Joe Camp, who, of course, has written The Soul of the Horse, and then another book about his journey of him and his wife who knew nothing about horses and all of a sudden wound up with three horses after a trail ride, and how a chance encounter that led them to you made such a difference. And Joe writes so eloquently and emotionally about what it felt like for a horse to come up, as you said, and nuzzle the shoulder and then start following you and accepting this person, and in a case him, as basically a leader. And so I'm imagining that some of the soldiers also, it must be a very emotional experience for them.
Very, very. Is for some of them, it's just a complete letdown, and it's a way, it's the first, you know, the drugs have just been so rampant in the poor veterans. As some sort of solve for their issues, but it's not solving. And the other thing that we like to do is get the family involved, because for them to go back and try to explain join up or what they've just been through is difficult. So we actually encourage them to bring their families on. And Discovery actually made a documentary on this called Horses and Soldiers, and we're just taking up the cause from that. It was shot there at Flag Is Up Farms, and has been out. It's on the military channel, which isn't really, you know, something a lot of our demographic gets into a lot, but it's a wonderful outreach for them. And so that's one of the things we do on the farm. We do have the school, the Monty Roberts International Learning Center, and this is where we teach Horsemanship 101 as through our eyes from our features. And then we have Riding with Respect, as I mentioned, but of course there's the classic join up, and then there's long lining, and there's an intro course that if somebody really is either aiming to be a professional at some point or would like to go on and even become a certified instructor, that's a starting point. That builds your foundation right there, which is a little bit longer course. And then, of course, if you keep moving up and gaining skills, then you get into the advanced courses and then the certification, the internship. So that's the thrust of the farm these days.
All righty. And here we also have a picture of, it's number 12, where there's a group of students going out on the Riding with Respect workshop. Yeah. And I'm most interested in something like this, Debbie, and here's my story. So I've always loved horseback riding. I've never taken any formal lessons. And around Labor Day, I joined a group of my friends, my women friends, and we went up to a place called the Double J Ranch in Michigan to do some riding. And, you know, because I've never really had any formal training, but I've read all the books and I know about you guys and the work, I've got to say, I'm just meeting some of these horses now. I was riding for 4 days and I had some of the same horses, and I felt, I wish there was some way that I could communicate with them or establish some better relationship with these horses I don't own that I'm just having this small amount of time with. So the question is, Debbie, is there something just the average rider who just wants to go on trail rides, is there something they can do for that brief amount of time that will create a better experience for that horse and the human?
You know, you've just nailed why we started the Equus Online University. We just recognized right away that that the horses were going to a recreational diversion for humans. And if the important thing for my job is to keep horses having jobs, I want them relevant in our life, because I do believe that they're just such gifts in our life. And just getting out on the trail is, that's what I did yesterday. I was on a 17 and a half hand Belgium, just PMU, actually a rescue horse, and he's just a huge love.
Big.
And I know it's like sitting on a sofa when you're out there, though. It's just huge. And you know, just I was out with four other girlfriends, and the therapeutic qualities of just getting outside, being communing with your girlfriends and everything. But how do you do that when your horse's ground manners are horrible, or he's jigging all over the trail, or you know, everybody has to stop and discipline? And Our Equus Online University, I recognized that there were all these questions coming in and answers going back to individuals. And not everybody's a reader, and not everybody gets a hold of DVDs. So online video was coming along, and it seemed like, and the YouTube generation was happening.
Oh,
it seemed such a natural to get 5 to 10 minute lessons in really highly edited bites where somebody could say, but what about, you know, I've got a horse that does what? And could, you know, get me the answer from Monty, because I know he wouldn't beat the horse, and I know he wouldn't, you know, just give up on the horse. So how do you get a horse to just be pleasant out there? And the Equus Online University, if people go to our website at MontyRoberts.com, mm-hmm. you can get a little bit more about it. But it is Dad's exhaustive rhetoric, really, about mm-hmm. all the different things that he hopes to pass on to the future generations of horse lovers, because it's you've got a biter, you've got a kicker, you've got a non-loader, you've got, you know, all these issues. Plus, how about if you'd like to learn how to do some flying lead changes out there and just have some fun in the arena too? It's not overly discipline specific, you know. Mm-hmm. It does help those that are out there, hunter and jumpers and dressage, but from our standpoint, through our eyeballs, about how does J.J. Tate, this wonderful young up-and-coming trainer down in Florida, she's near Wellington, Florida, how does she get her maximum performance from her dressage horse happily and without force and with pain? What does that look like? Will Simpson won the gold in Hong Kong, great friends with Dad going back to the 70s when he was a kid. And Will Simpson, you know, has done great things, but he's taken Dad's all his concepts to heart since he was in his 20s, and of course, he won the gold in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. So how did he do that? Mm-hmm. Well, because you create willing partners.
And there's wonderful videos that show very explicitly, step by step, on how to handle some of the various issues that you were mentioning. So, again, everyone's got to make sure they go to...
Well, here's what I just did. I made up a promo code called Wild About Pets. And if you go on my Facebook page right now, I could put it on yours too.
Uh-huh.
There's a promotional link in there. And if they just click on that link, they're going to get a day pass. They'll get a free access to that university so they can see it. I sound so commercially, but I love using those promo codes.
Oh, that's fabulous, Debbie.
So that's the promo code is actually Wild About Pets.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And
right.
So they can either click the link on the Facebook page, or if they just go to our MontyRobertsUniversity.com, then they can put in Wild About Pets in the promo code thing, and they'll get on there and play around on it.
Oh, well, thank you. That's such a wonderful bonus for our listeners. Good. When we come back, we'll talk about, well, what can you do if your horse has a lot of fears, and how to de-spook a horse. So stay with us. We'll be right back.